25 minutes to 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. And as we were discussing the strike a little earlier and suggesting that Councillor Privy Makan would be in, she is indeed in, and happy to see you, Privy. Welcome on this rather chilly Monday. The municipality is now, well, shall we say, this municipal strike organized by the South African Municipal Religion, one of these organizations, SAMWU, what is that? The South African Municipal Workers Union has now decided that they need everyone to be on the same pay grade. Isn't that just wonderful? Hey, I mean, we are all equal under the sun. Hey, all doing exactly the same job, doing this, putting in the same amount of effort. The municipality's never been in a better situation. Everything is working beautifully. The finances are fantastic. The power is flowing. The water is sparkling. People are doing that job. I mean, you just arrive at the, even, you know, whatever you need, service delivered like that. And therefore, we're rewarding everyone by upping the salaries because they are so marvelous.
Well, the water is sparkling, Dave, because it's supplied by Caesar Water, remember?
Ooh, okay.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning to the listeners of 88FM. Yeah, good to
be back. Was that an accurate assessment? Everything is working perfectly. The municipality has never been
better.
The
water is sparkling because it's supplied by not the municipality.
So your position as ward councillor, is that, are you employed not by the municipality?
Well, I'm deployed by a political party.
But are you employed by the municipality?
Well, I get paid
by the municipality.
By the municipality.
So you're also getting an increase in pay.
Dave, yeah, I think we need to take a step back because this is specific to staff, municipal staff, not to councillors, and it's not to officials. So your senior officials. So this strike doesn't pertain to senior officials or councillors. It's your municipal staff.
Okay. So where does it end? At what level do you stop being a staff member and become an official?
Well, if you get promoted.
To which point does the strike not apply?
So it doesn't apply to the municipal manager. It doesn't apply to your executive directors, but anyone else it doesn't.
And shame. They're doing such a marvelous job. They are the ones that deserve the pay increase, don't you think? Hey, I mean, that doesn't. I mean, just, am I being?
Dave, local government is an anomaly. Let's be honest. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just battling to understand what on earth these officials with their demands are expecting. The money comes from where?
So, Dave, I think it's important to take this a step back. So, basically, what has initiated the strike action is municipal staff have been talking for a long time about the grading of the municipality. So for employees in the municipality, they're on a grade 4. And from about 2014, there's been a negotiation happening at a national level about taking the grading up to a higher level, to a grade 5 municipality. And because the process has been so protracted, so it's taken probably about 11 years to come to fruition, and it's still at a negotiation stage, one of the unions have said that they are now going to embark on strike action, which would entail an element of picketing 5 days a week, so between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. outside 6 designated municipal sites. So when they went and they applied for permission, they were granted permission to picket in these 6 different areas.
But who are they picketing against?
So that's the challenge, or that's the complexity, and that's what we are curious about, because the picketing should not be against a local municipality. So you shouldn't be downing tools, because this is not something that is within the mandate of a local council, because the negotiation happens at a national level. And in fact, this specific union and other unions have negotiators. So they have their appointed negotiators that go and negotiate for them at a national level. So it's very bizarre. And like I said, you read my statement. I'm curious in terms of what kind of outcome do they want from us at a local level, because it's not the mandate of a local council to say, actually, yes, we can now give you a different grading. That doesn't happen here. It happens at the national local government bargaining council.
So it seems like a comedy of errors, or a theatre of the absurd might be a better description. And ultimately, of course, it is the ratepayers and the residents that suffer yet again. Because, mind you, in the case of most of these apartments, you wouldn't notice if they were on strike or not. I'm being honest. You know, I mean, the kind of service delivery that is being delivered, it would appear that everyone's working at half pace anyway, or maybe I'm being a little bit too sanguine here. But so, do we know if this strike has an end date?
So, Dave, no. It doesn't have an end date. So the application was to strike from the 5th of May. I've gone through the application, and in fact, even in a sitting of EXCO, one of the senior officials indicated that whilst there is a start date, there's no end date to it. And I think that has not been adequately articulated to the public to understand that this could have very, very serious service delivery or lack of, because, generally there is a lack of, but it could have very serious implications, because while some element of essential services will still unfold, so your essential workers will still be at work, what's to stop intimidation of those essential workers? What's to stop intimidation of your non-union members that are not aligned to this specific union? So
Any non-union members currently employed by the council?
I'm not aware. I don't have those statistics.
I would be surprised if there are any.
There are two unions. So one is SAMWU, and the other one is IMATU, who are not part of the strike action. So
who belongs to which?
What do you mean?
Well,
I would know.
Is it a personal choice which you belong to?
It's a personal choice, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not forced to belong to
SAMWU
if you're a municipal worker?
No, it's a personal choice. You can even not belong to a union.
Okay. What are the advantages of belonging to a union?
You get represented like this, obviously, to get your grading changed. But obviously, there's other advantages to it. It's quite complex, and I'm not a trade unionist. I'm just an ordinary local government councillor. And maybe this is something that I should equip myself with better, you know, to understand how these processes unfold and what the benefits would be. Yeah.
Okay. So as it stands at the moment, there are areas in Stanga, Guaduguza, that people are gathering at.
Well, it's not just Stanga. It will be Balito as well.
Really? Oh, 10 Leonora Drive, Balito.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Municipal buildings in Stanga, the corner of King Shaka and Chota Road in Stanga, Mahatma Gandhi and Gizenga, that's Stanga, Albert Luthuli and King Shaka Street, that's Stanga, and Albert Luthuli Street in Stanga. But 10 Leonora, that's here at the municipal offices.
Yeah, so it's Nokukanya Luthuli, so the Nokukanya Luthuli building.
Okay.
But obviously they won't be gathering outside the building. This notice should have been expanded on a little bit, because the area that's been designated for people to be allowed to gather is the park across the road, so where the weekend fete often happens. Yes.
Okay. So there are areas that you need to possibly avoid, because they probably will be. I don't know. Hopefully it's not going to be
it's supposed to be peaceful.
A peaceful demo. Everyone enjoying the day in the sunshine. It's going to be quite a nice day, unfortunately. It would be not better if it was raining, pouring, thundering and lightning. It's interesting to see. I see a lot of now, for the first time in a long time, residents and ratepayers now absolutely fed up with the situation, particularly with the electricity, but the whole municipal situation. And people now seriously beginning to talk about forming some kind of a legal official structure with which to engage the municipality by withholding the wherewithal, the rates and the taxes, legally, if this can be achieved, until such time as service delivery commences in the manner to which people are accustomed or would like to be accustomed, just business as usual, like it used to be. I don't think that's unreasonable. You pay for a service, you should get the service. If you don't get the service, why should you continue to pay? It just seems to be logical. There are legal implications, and people are now beginning to look seriously at those. The Ratepayers Association seems to be more in favor of a continued negotiation, and you know, no doubt they're working a plan that they believe is going to produce results. However, I think that's a bit like, you know, coming to a gunfight with a water pistol. I don't know. Sometimes you need to stand up to be counted in modern political circles. Would the councillor agree with that?
So Dave, we would advocate for anything that is within the confines of the law. And I think ratepayer bodies are probably taking a more pragmatic approach. And that's probably because it's also based on case studies. So I reflect on what happened in Etiquini, where the Westville Ratepayers Association took the municipality to court and attempted to withhold rates. And that was legally overturned because in terms of legislation and law, that is not allowed. But again, it would probably be something that would have to be explored. But there are other mechanisms. And here I'm going to be a politician. And there is another mechanism in terms of holding officials to account and changing the current environment. And that is going to happen next year. It's going to happen in 2026 when there's a local government election. And the mobilization of community that we saw on the 24th of April at the Umshlali School, that is what we need. We need communities to come out and rally behind good governance. And that's what they did. And there's an opportunity to do that next year in the local government election, where there's an opportunity to get rid of the current ruling party in Kwadugusa municipality and give another political party a chance for 5 years in terms of seeing how transparent, accountable, and good governance could potentially unfold.
Well, there we have it. And I think that makes infinite sense. Thank you to Privy McCann for coming through and giving us the update information about the current strike. Our news information was that it ends at 4 o'clock today, but apparently that's just the daily end from 8 to 4. This strike may continue for some time. We certainly hope that it will you know, not impact your life and living conditions too severely, and that common sense will prevail. But we'll keep a watching brief, and hopefully, Privy, if anything develops, you'll be back on the microphone to give us a view. I know that our journalist Penny Faree is out and about, and she's going to visit these locations during the course of the morning. We'll hear from her. Interesting times, eh?
It is. Very interesting times. Also, Privy's the DA councillor, so maybe that didn't come across.
Well done, Privy.
Thank you.
You've just been promoted. You are the chief whip of the DA in this region, are you not?
I'm no longer the whip. I'm actually the caucus leader.
So is that more important now?
Well, all roles are important, Dave. What does more important mean?
I don't know.
No,
are you getting to the top of the tree?
All roles are equally important.
Are you almost at the top now?
I don't even know what that means, Dave. We should have another discussion about that. I'll do a crash course in the various roles. Yeah, I'm happy to do that.
That'll be lovely. Our councillor Privy McCann, who is the caucus leader of the DA in this region.
In Kwadugusa. Yes.
Thank you for joining us on the morning show.
Thank
we look
you
forward
always.
To our next engagement.
Perfect.
And the morning show continues.